ways to present data. The least interesting, least useful way of presenting data is a listing. Somebody says, and they'll ask, how did 350 students do in the first test? And I say, Pat got an 80, Kim got a 75, Dave, they don't want to listen. As I run through, because I will know each of your scores. It's complete, but it's very cumbersome. We can have an organized display of the data, and we'll show you a few of these displays. But what we tend to emphasize in research is a statistical summary of the data, trying to capture the major information in the data in one or two numbers. And that's what we're going to concentrate on a little bit more today. Now, here's an example of a frequency distribution. You put all the possible numbers, and you keep track of how many got each category. So there were 3 18s and 2 19s and 1 24. How are we doing? Simple frequency count. You can have two kinds of cooler frequency tables. One is to add information. For example, the cumulative frequency. We look at this and we can see that two people had 20, and seven people had scores of 20 or less. Sometimes we add proportional information. Instead of a count, what proportion of the distribution had this value? Then we can also have a cumulative proportion. And also, we can do that in percentages. Now, one of the things that they're going to emphasize in lab is the difference between a proportion and a percentage. Make sure that you're always talking about the one that you think you're talking about. Okay? A proportion is the frequency over the total number. The percentage is the proportion times 100. And there's a big difference between having 0.5%, half a percent, and 0.5 proportion, which is half of them. Most of you would be very happy with a proportion of 0.95 on the exam. None of you would be happy with a 0.95% on the exam. Okay? So you got to make sure that you keep percent and proportion straight. You can also do things like collapse some of the categories known as a grouped frequency table. Now we can see that we had 5 that had 18 or 19. We had 3 that had 20 or 21. So we had 8 who had 21 or less. And there's all kinds of these sorts of things. And if you take a statistics class, they'll spend a lot of careful time on this. I'll tell you the truth. In data analysis, and the parts is tied to research data analysis, what you're going to see is people move pretty quickly into this sort of graphical display. Because graphs are easier to look at than tables. Up at the top, we have what's called a frequency polygon. Each dot tells you the frequency. So we can see that 3 people had 10, 1 person had 20, and it looks like about 20 people had a score of 80. The same thing over here is called a histogram. A histogram and a frequency polygon display exactly the same information. With the frequency polygon, there's a dot that represents the frequency for each value. For a histogram, it's the height of the bar. Separate from histograms is a thing called a bar graph. Still bars, still the top of the bar reflects how many. The difference is histograms are used with quantitative variables. Bar graphs are used with qualitative variables. Okay? Or the way I like to think about it, histograms are nicer than bar graphs because histograms snuggle.